今天的正道经文是路加福音，路加福音八章一到三节。过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有十二个门徒，还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女。内中有称为摩大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有西律家的家宰苦萨的妻子约亚拿，并苏萨亚和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
Well, Happy Mother's Day!
母亲节快乐。
On days like this, I think of mothers and grandmothers.
在像这样的日子里，我就想到，我就纪念母亲跟祖母。
But we're also aware of those who may not be mothers, or
也纪念那些不是母亲的。
Or those who have lost loved ones.
或是失去所爱的人的。
You are in our thoughts and prayers too.
我们也惦记着你。
The Bible has many women of great faith.
圣经里记载着很多伟大的女士。
Deborah led the Israelites to victory over the Canaanites.
底波拉带领以色列人战胜了迦南人。
Ruth became King David's great grandmother and an ancestor of Joseph, Jesus' father.
路德是大卫王的曾祖母，然后也是约瑟的祖先，也就是耶稣的父亲。
Abigail is described in 1 Samuel 25 as intelligent and beautiful.
那亚比该在撒母耳书上25章被形容为聪明俊美的。
And she wisely handled her husband's stupidity when he refused to assist King David.
她很聪明地扭转了她丈夫的 愚蠢，然后拒绝帮助大卫王的这个愚蠢的行为。
Esther was a queen in the court of the Persian Emperor Xerxes.
以斯帖是波斯帝国的王薛西士的王后。
And she stood up for her people and averted genocide.
她为她的子民说话，然后阻止了这个灭族她的种族的这个危机。
Priscilla was a well-educated follower of Jesus.
百基拉是一个很有学问的一个跟随耶稣的人。
She explained more fully the truth of the gospel to Apollos, a man already well-trained in theology.
他能够跟一个已经非常研读神学的一个学士亚波罗，能够更详细的讲解圣经。
And Phoebe was a leader of a local church and was entrusted by Paul to carry his letter to the Romans.
那菲比是一个教会的一个领袖，那保罗信靠他，信任他能够传递书信去罗马。
The Bible has many examples of women of great faith.
那圣经里面有很多这样伟大女人的例子。
Now, of course, today is Mother's Day.
那当然，今天是母亲节。
And we're going to look at a scripture that shows the depth of faith expressed by female followers of Jesus.
我们要看的这个经文是来看我们这些女士们，她们对耶稣的信实是多么的深。
But before we do, there are two points that need to be made.
可是在研读之前，我们要提出两点。
First, like men, women are sinners in need of repentance.
那跟男人一样，女人也是有需要悔改的罪人。
The woman caught in adultery in John chapter 8, or the woman who washes Jesus' feet in Luke 7, are both honest reflections of human fallenness.
在约翰福音八章，那个在行淫被抓的女人，跟在路加福音七章为耶稣的脚洗耶稣脚的女人，她们都是彰显出人性的脆弱。
Sin affects all of us, both men and women.
罪是会影响每个人的，不管男人女人都一样。
But the second thing is Jesus' attitude towards women.
可是第二件事要看的是耶稣对女人的态度。
He was revolutionary.
他是很颠覆性的。
In his day, women and girls were considered second class.
在那个年代，女人或是女孩都是被认为是二等公民。
The first century Jewish historian Josephus wrote this.
那在第一世纪的一个犹太人的历史学家这么说。
The woman is inferior to the man in every way.
女人在各个点上都比不上男人。
And his contemporary, a Jewish philosopher Philo, said this.
那同期的有一个犹太人的哲学家也这么说。
Women are best suited to the indoor life, which never strays from the house.
女人就适合待在屋内，然后不要出门。
Another Jewish saying exclaimed this.
还有另外一个犹太人的说法。
Better the words of the law be burned than delivered to women.
律法的记载烧了都比跟女人解释有用。
Not very complimentary, are they?
听了都很不舒服的吧。
But these were not the views of Jesus.
可是耶稣的看法并不是这样。
In John chapter 8, he stood up for the woman caught in adultery while all the men were ready to stone her.
在约翰福音八章，他为那个被行淫被抓的女人说话，当所有的人都准备来处死她的时候。
In Luke chapter 7, he applauded the faith of the woman who washed his feet, despite criticism from all the men who were present.
在路加福音七章，他为那个洗他脚的女人又说话，当所有的人都谴责他的时候。
And Jesus also condemned a culture that considered women to be at fault for sexual sin.
耶稣也是很反对当时的一个文化，怪罪女人，行淫上面的时候只怪罪女人的这件事。
In his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 to 30, Jesus targets men for their lustful thoughts.
在马太福音五章二十七到三十节，耶稣是针对了男人他们的色欲来指责他们。
And that would have been outrageous in his day.
在那个时代背景，这是很前卫的。
And Jesus also welcomed women as disciples.
耶稣也欢迎女人当他的追求者。
He honored their eagerness to learn.
他尊荣了他们想要学习的这个渴望。
In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, Jesus affirmed Mary for sitting at his feet to learn from him.
路加福音十章三十八到四十二节，耶稣肯定了玛利亚坐在他脚前学习的这个态度。
Throughout his ministry, Jesus challenged social custom about women.
那耶稣的这个人生，他都是挑战了当时社会的这种对女人的看法。
Women mattered to him.
他很重视女人的。
And this brings us to our scripture.
所以我们就看到今天的章节。
Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 is a shining light for women in a culture that treated them as second class.
路加福音八章一到三节，对那些被当成二等公民的女人来说是一道曙光。
And there are 6 points that stand out.
我们其中看到了六点。
First, these women are women of vision.
第一点就是这些女人都是有远见的。
Have you ever wondered how Peter and Andrew could leave their fishing trade and still buy groceries?
你有没有想过彼得跟安德烈他们离开了本行做渔夫，怎么有钱买菜呢？
Or get new sandals?
怎么有钱买鞋呢？
Or cover their travel costs?
他们旅游的补助从哪里来？
Or pay for laundry?
怎么有钱付来洗衣服呢？
These women had access to and responsibility for financial resources.
这些女士们都有这个能力，有这个责任来掌管财务上面的资源。
When they saw a ministry need, they released the funds to help.
当事工上面有需要的时候，他们就拨款来帮助这件事。
Jesus and the 12 disciples could only do ministry because they had the financial backing of these women.
耶稣跟十二个门徒，他们能够从事神的工，是靠了这些女人的财务帮助。
So these are women of vision.
所以这些是有远见的女士。
Second, they are women of wisdom.
第二点，他们是有聪明才智的女人。
Some of them came from a wealthier social class.
那有一些人是从一个比较富有的社会阶级来的。
And we know that Jesus reached many wealthy people.
我们知道耶稣跟这些妇人有接触。
Just think of the rich young man in Luke 18 who asked about following Jesus.
你们还记得路加福音十八章有一个有钱的年轻人想要来追从耶稣吗？
Or Zacchaeus, the tax collector in Luke 19.
或者是路加福音十九章的这个撒该这个税吏。
When Jesus met the rich, he either challenged them to use their wealth for kingdom purposes.
耶稣遇到有钱人的时候，他挑战他们用他们的钱财来帮助神的国。
Or seeing how money could throttle true discipleship, he told them to give it all away.
或是他认为钱财是来是一个信仰上的绊倒石，然后叫他们全部捐出去。
But he doesn't appear to do this with these women.
可是他并没有这么跟这些女人说。
Their position and wealth have not become a distraction or a restriction to their desire to follow Jesus.
他们的地位跟钱财并没有使他们分心，或者是主导他们来追从耶稣。
They have mastered the delicate balance between social position and giving support.
他们能够在他们的社会地位跟帮助耶稣的地方找到平衡点。
They are wise.
他们是很聪明的。
Third, they are women of humility.
第三点，他们是谦卑的女人。
Joanna, we read, is the wife of a leader within Herod's royal household.
约亚拿是希律家的家宰的妻子。
And she serves alongside Mary Magdalene, who was possibly a prostitute.
她跟是妓女的抹大拉的玛利亚一起服侍。
But there seems to be no prejudice between these women.
她们彼此之间并没有一种偏见。
And let's not forget that several of the male disciples were fishermen.
我们也别忘了其中的那些门徒都是渔夫。
Well beneath the social position of some of these women.
他们的社会地位是比这些女人低很多的。
And yet these women are willing to support financially the 12 disciples.
可是这些女人还是很愿意能够用财务上面帮助他们。
That requires remarkable humility.
所以能看到他们是多么的谦卑。
Fourth, they are women of gratitude.
第四点，她们是有感恩的女人。
As we read, each of them has been delivered from evil and healed of diseases.
我们看到她们是脱离了恶鬼，或者是疾病已经被医治了。
So each one had her own story of Jesus setting her free.
所以每个人都有故事，能看到耶稣如何释放她们。
And because they have experienced the life-changing power of Jesus, they want to live and give out of their gratitude for what Jesus has done.
那因为他们都经历了耶稣这种改变生命的一些做法，所以他们要摆上活出感恩的心。
Fifth, they are women of commitment.
第五点，他们是委身的女人。
Again, think about Joanna.
再次我们看到约亚拿。
She is the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household.
她是苦撒的妻子，她苦撒是希律的管家。
It would have been very unusual for the wife of someone in a responsible position like that to travel freely with an itinerant preacher.
那一个这么职位这么高大的人的妻子，竟然跟着一个到处游走的布道家旅行，是一件很奇怪的事。
Scholars think that perhaps her husband had divorced her because her commitment to Jesus would have been awkward for anyone working for Herod.
那有一些学者就认为她的丈夫就因为这个原因把她给休了。
In other words, following Jesus probably cost Joanna her marriage and her home.
所以换句话说，跟从耶稣，约亚拿就牺牲了她的家庭，还有她的婚姻。
And the reason that she had money was because Jewish practice obliged a husband to give his ex-wife money once he divorced her.
那她之所以有钱，是因为当时的犹太一个传统是，如果离婚的时候，丈夫要给妻子钱。
And normally a divorced woman would use this money as a dowry if she remarried.
那一般已经离婚的这些女士，她们再婚的时候就把这些钱财当作陪嫁品。
But it appears that Joanna does not do this.
可是约亚拿并没有这么做。
She uses this money for the true passion of her life, which is to follow Jesus.
她把钱放在她人生中真正的热情，就是追随主耶稣。
Now that's commitment.
这是真的委身了。
And finally, they are women who receive the greatest blessing in all history.
那最后的，她是历史上她们最受到神祝福的女士。
In Luke 24, verse 10, it tells us that it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna who were among the first to witness the resurrection.
路加福音二十四章十节，我们看到是摩大拉的玛利亚，还有约亚拿，是第一个见证耶稣的复活。
In fact, women were the first true missionaries and evangelists.
这么说，女人就是第一个真正的宣道家跟布道家。
God rewarded their commitment with history's greatest news to announce.
神奖赏了他们的虔诚，来给他们先告诉他们这个好消息。
So these women are supreme examples of true discipleship.
所以这些女人是使徒里面最顶尖的榜样。
They're women of vision.
他们是有意象的。
They're women of wisdom.
他们是有聪明才智的。
They're women of humility.
谦卑的。
They're women of gratitude.
感恩的。
They're women of commitment.
委身的。
And they're women of blessing.
也是被祝福的。
So what characterizes godly women today?
那属神的女人，今天属神的女人是一个有怎样的特点呢？
First, women are incredibly gifted.
女人是非常受神赏赐的。
And Jesus honors their gifts.
耶稣也肯定了这些恩赐。
He is not embarrassed or threatened by them.
他并不觉得不好意思或者是被受威胁。
And he knows that for his church to flourish and for his ministry to be effective, women's gifts are vital.
他知道一个教会要成长，一个事工要有用，那这些女人的恩赐是要被摆上的。
Amy McPherson was born in 1890.
Amy 是1890年出生的。
In her early years as an atheist, she was so well acquainted with Darwin's theory of evolution that no pastor could win an argument against her.
她是一个饱读诗书的一个无神论者，那她非常了解达尔文的定律，没有一个牧师能够说过她。
Well done. In December 1907, she attended an evangelistic meeting.
那在1907年的时候，她参加了一个布道会。
And she intended to mock the evangelist Robert Semple.
他是想要过去嘲讽那时的布道家 Robert。
However, the Holy Spirit had other ideas, and she gave her life to Christ.
可是圣灵有别的安排，她也就信主了。
And shortly afterwards, she married Robert Semple.
她之后也嫁给了 Robert.
And within 2 years, the couple set off for missionary work in China.
那两年后，他们夫妻两个人就去中国来做一些宣道的事。
And on the way, Amy, who was just 19 years old, preached at a revival gathering in London to a crowd of 15,000 people.
那其中 Amy, 她只有19岁，就已经跟15,000人的大会堂里面跟他们讲道。
She had never done this before, but the Spirit of God moved powerfully.
她也从来没这么做，可是靠了神的灵在她里面动工。
Amy Semple McPherson became one of the most gifted early 20th century evangelists in North America.
Amy 就成了二十世纪里面的宣道家里面最伟大的其中的一个人。
God had given her this gift.
神给了她这个恩赐。
So when women's gifts are prevented from being exercised because of men's prejudice, the church suffers.
所以当女人的恩赐没有被男人的偏见给抹杀的时候，这个是对教会是不好的。
And mission is hampered.
我们的使命就被阻挡了。
And Christ is dishonored.
也不遵从耶稣了。
Godly women affirm the gifts that God has given them.
属神的女人，她们能够肯定，能够使用神给她们的恩赐。
And godly men acknowledge women's gifts, including gifts of leadership.
那属神的男人们也能够肯定女人的这些恩赐，其中包含了他们领导的恩赐。
Second thing, godly women seek Jesus and show his compassion.
第二点，属神的女人能够找寻耶稣，然后彰显他的怜悯。
Now this is true of all disciples, male and female.
这对所有的使徒都一样的，男人女人都一样。
But there are many great examples of godly women.Who served like this that men can learn from?
可是我们看到很多例子是那些男人也可以从中学习的一些女人的例子。
Margaret Beaufort was born in England in 1441.
Margaret 在1441年的英国出生。
She was mother of Henry Tudor, Henry the Seventh, King Henry the Seventh of England.
她是亨利七世国王的母亲。
Her devotion to Christ was well known.
她对神的那个信仰是众所皆知的。
She prayed for 5 hours each morning between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m.
她每天早上要花5个小时祷告，从凌晨5点祷告到10点。
And in her home, she consistently housed up to 12 poor people, providing food and clothing.
那他在家里也是常常都有12个穷人，他给他们提供住的地方、吃的，还有衣服。
And even though she was mother of the king, she dressed the wounds of beggars and gave them the best medical attention available.
那虽然她是国王的母亲，她还是穿的跟乞丐一样，然后提供给大家有需要的人医疗上的帮助。
Godly women seek.Jesus and show his compassion.
属神的女人能够追寻耶稣，彰显他的怜悯。
Finally, godly women follow Jesus wholeheartedly, no matter the cost.
最后，属神的女人能够全心全意的追随耶稣。
Mrs. Park had a nominal Christian upbringing, living in Seoul at the beginning of the Korean War.
金夫人她在韩战的一开始住在首尔。
When North Korea attacked, she was captured.
那北韩攻击他们的时候，她就被抓了。
And after questioning, she was told that she would be shot the next morning.
那被质问之后，她就知道收到消息说她隔天早上要被处死了。
The following day.A young North Korean soldier took her at gunpoint to where she was to be executed.
那隔天早上，一个年轻的北韩士兵就把她带到了刑场。
As she walked, Mrs. Park started to cry.
那她一边走，金夫人就一边哭。
She wondered if Jesus would forgive her and save her right there and then.
她就在想，耶稣会不会救她，在当下就把她拯救出去。
And she prayed, asking Jesus to forgive her.
她就祷告，希望耶稣能原谅她。
And suddenly she felt an incredible joy in her heart.
那突然的，她的内心就涌上了一股喜乐。
She knew he had forgiven her and freed her.
她知道耶稣已经原谅她，已经释放她了。
And so despite her circumstances, she began to sing a hymn that she remembered.
那所以不管情况怎么样，他就开始唱起了他一个记得的一个诗歌。
Now this was too much for the young North Korean soldier who ordered her to shut up.
那这个年轻的士兵就很不理解，叫他闭嘴。
Why should I obey you now? She said.
那金夫人就说：“为什么我要听你的呢？”
Isn't it true that I'm going to die in a few minutes?
我再过几分钟就要死了。
I've just become a Christian, and I will take the last few minutes of my life to sing my praise to my Lord and Savior.
我现在是基督徒了，那我要用我接下来的几分钟的寿命来唱歌敬拜神。
They came to a flat area, and the soldier took out a shovel to dig her grave.
他们到了一块平地，那士兵就开始挖他的坟。
And as he dug, she sang.
士兵一边挖，金夫人就一边唱。
And when he had finished, he blindfolded Mrs. Park.
那他挖完了，就把金夫人的眼睛蒙上。
And he asked her, "Old woman, do you have any last words before I kill you and bury your body?"
他说：“大婶啊，我在杀你之前，你有没有什么要说的话？”
"Yes, I have only a few things to say."
他说：“有的，我只有几件事。”
"I woke up this morning full of fear."
我今天早上醒来的时候充满了惧怕。
"But now I have peace and joy."
可是现在我有平安跟喜乐。
You see, I was only a nominal Christian this morning, but now I am saved.
你看，我之前只有接受一点点的教会的一些敬拜，那我现在已经被拯救了。
I only wish that you too could know this wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ.
我只希望你也能够认识到这个美好的神，主耶稣基督。
So may I spend the last few moments of my life praying for you.
所以我能不能够用我剩下的这几分钟为你祷告？
Then she stepped down into the hole that was to be her grave. She knelt and she prayed.
所以她就走进了接下来要成为她坟的这个坑里，然后跪下来祷告。
After a few minutes, she could hear the young soldier crying.
那过了几分钟，她听到了那个士兵在哭。
The young soldier told Mrs. Park that in those few moments.He had had a vision, and he could not shoot her.
那个士兵跟他说，在刚才他看到了一个异象，他没办法杀他了。
He got down into the grave, he helped her out, and he told her to run to the hills for safety.
他也走进那个坑里，帮他把他扶起来，然后叫他赶快逃走。
Godly women follow Jesus wholeheartedly, no matter the cost.
属神的女人，她们不管代价是什么，都会全心全意的跟从耶稣。
Jesus broke cultural and social convention.
耶稣颠覆了文化跟社会上的这些。
He welcomed women.
他欢迎女人。
He gladly received from them as they supported him.
他乐于接受他们的所给他的。
And he valued women, gifting them and affirming them.
他也很重视他们，他给他们他需要的恩赐。
Today is Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
And a senior pastor of Trinity Baptist Church, I salute you, all the women here today.
那身为浸信会的主任牧师，我要跟所有的女人致敬。
I thank you for your faithfulness and your courage in following Jesus.
我要为你们的信实跟你们的勇气，跟从耶稣的勇气来感谢你们。
You bless me and show me Jesus.
你们是我的祝福，你们让我见到了耶稣。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Amen.
Amen.